Lisa Bennett, Communications Director of the Center for Eco-Literacy and co-author of the book Smart by Nature. We have a copy of that. Lisa's on the line with us. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Lisa, a little background on you. Where are you calling from? And tell us how long you've been a communications director there.
Well, I'm from Berkeley, California, and I have been the communications director at the Center for Eco-Literacy for the last couple of years, and the center itself has been around working with schools for about the last 20 years.
All right, and we're going to start out by getting kind of a tutorial here. What in the heck is a sustainable school, Lisa?
Well, a sustainable school is basically a school that recognizes that right now, with all the environmental problems that we hear about every day, from global warming to water shortages to problems with food supplies, that they all, underneath all those problems, there is this basic lack of understanding about how to relate to nature among many people. And so a sustainable school tries to teach young people how nature works and how people can best interact with it.
Now, the school themselves, the sustainable schools, producing better educated and healthier children, you think?
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of the core ideas about this kind of schooling is to get kids outside doing projects in nature where they feel that they're doing something relevant and interesting that they can really get engaged in. And what we have seen from quite a growing body of research studies now is that grades tend to go up because the children are more engaged in what they're doing. So across the board, then they perform better in school.
Now, when we think of sustainable schools and we think of California, calling from the Berkeley area, a lot of times Midwesterners immediately react by saying, well, this is kind of a trendy thing that starting out on the left coast. What's your take on sustainable practices? Do you see yourself as being part of a fringe element, or is this a growing trend?
Well, it's kind the way you've put it. People have put it in harsher ways than that. We've often heard over the years that, this is kind of a far out there trend, and maybe 20 years ago that was true. But the book that we've just put out called Smart by Nature really looks at schools that are doing this across the country. So we definitely are seeing it as a growing national trend. And, we look at schools that are doing this in Chicago and in Maine and Arkansas, and not by any means just limited to the West Coast.
Lisa, tell us the role that some of the parents are playing in implementing these sustainable programs at their schools.
Well, parents are a great inspiration, particularly around the area of food, because there are a couple of basic strands to sustainable schooling. One is greening the buildings, having the green architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Another is having school gardens, and a third is improving the food. And so parents have been particularly important in that role by helping make connections between the school and local farms, helping support school gardens so that kids can then grow the food that they eat for themselves. So they've definitely played a big role in that regard.
Okay, and of course you're talking to the middle of the heartland where food is king and we know how to grow it. What about these farm-to-school programs that your website talks about? How might schools learn more about that?
Well, there's in our book we have a number of stories and resources on the farm-to-school program, so I hope that people would check that out. What it basically is it's a way, and perhaps a lot of people where you are do this right now, but for a lot of other places, there aren't connections to the farms. But what schools have started to do is to make a direct connection so that the local farms will become the supplier for the local foods, allowing, good food to get in at a reduced cost and get out a lot of the junk food that we've seen in cafeterias in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about the farm to school, we've talked about parents. How about the community itself? What kind of role are they playing, and why is it important that they get involved?
Because, you know, the way we look at sustainability is that it is a community practice. It's not something that people can do, you know, as solo individuals. To be a sustainable community or country or world, we have to be connected. So, you know, sustainable schools seek out those connections with the local community and try to look at, well, what effect does what we're doing here in terms of energy or water or anything else, what effect does that have on the larger community? So that's part of the sustainable thinking. And from the community aspect, you know, it's an opportunity for a variety of organizations and people to engage with the school around the gardens, around community dinners, around opportunities for the students to work with different environmental or, you know, nature-based organizations.
And Lisa, you're one of kind of what, four authors of the book, right?
Well, there are two main authors,
okay.
Yes. And then we have a couple of people who contributed a foreword and an introduction. Daniel Goleman, who wrote Emotional Intelligence and Ecological Intelligence, wrote the foreword of the book.
And give us a website that they can find more about.
It's www.ecoliteracy.org. It's ecoliteracy.org.
Lisa Bennett, Communications Director of the Center for the Eco-Literacy and one of the co-authors of Smart by Nature. Lisa, thanks a lot for spending time with us this morning. Good luck to you.
Many thanks to you.